Good morning. My name is Mary Margaret Phil. I'm with the Tennessee Department of Health. And today I'll be presenting on hepatitis C virus infection prevalence and risk factors among health department patient populations in eastern Tennessee. In Tennessee, we have seen a greater than 400% increase in the rate of chronic hepatitis C virus, or HCV, from 2013 to 2016. Surveillance data indicates that the burden of disease is predominantly in the eastern part of the state, with three counties reporting chronic HCV rates greater than 1,500 cases per 100,000 persons. To better understand the prevalence and risk factors for HCV infection in the region, we conducted HCV testing with risk factor analysis among patients of three health department clinics in eastern Tennessee. Routine opt-out testing was conducted in family planning and sexually transmitted diseases clinics at the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department and the Knox County Health Department. In addition, opt-in testing in STD clinics and targeted testing at a substance abuse facility was conducted at the Sullivan County Health Department. During June 1st through October 31st, 2016, 4,753 patients were tested for HCV. Laboratory specimens underwent standard HCV testing. Of all those tested, 8.4% were HCV antibody positive, and 6.2% were HCV PCR positive. When we examine the demographic characteristics of the population tested, we see a few notable findings. First, although more females than males were tested, almost 11% of the males tested were HCV antibody positive. Similarly, almost 15% of the white non-Hispanic persons tested were antibody positive. Lastly, the majority of patients were tested at STD clinics, and almost 10% of patients tested in that setting were HCV antibody positive. And although testing at the substance abuse facility accounted for a small proportion of overall tests, almost 60% of individuals tested there were antibody positive. We first examined our data with a univariate analysis. Almost 70% of antibody positive persons reported a history of injection drug use, and 74% reported a history of intranasal drug use. 28% of the overall population and 76% of antibody-positive persons reported a history of incarceration. And approximately 10% of HCV antibody-positive persons reported no risk factors. Next, we used multivariable logistic regression to better examine the association between various risk factors and HCV infection. In our model, we controlled for the risk factors, sex, race, health department testing location, and clinic type. Our results demonstrated that injection drug use, both injection and intranasal drug use, incarceration, and intranasal drug use alone were all independent risk factors for HCV infection. It's important to interpret these findings through the lens of the current national testing recommendations. First, the USPSTF recommends risk-based testing as needed and one-time screening for adult baby boomers. They consider primary risk factors to be past or current injection drug use and blood transfusion before 1992. They also consider intranasal drug use, incarceration, and a few other exposures to be additional risk factors. The CDC also recommends risk-based testing and one-time screening for baby boomers. However, they recommend testing for current or past injection drug users and those with certain medical indications. However, indicate that testing persons with a history of intranasal drug use or tattooing or body piercing is of uncertain benefit, and their recommendations make no mention of testing persons with a history of incarceration. To conclude, I'd like to raise a few points for discussion. First, our analysis adds to the body of evidence implicating injection drug use as the primary risk factor for HCV infection. However, we demonstrate that incarceration and intranasal drug use are also independent risk factors for HCV infection. We must consider that these risk factors might, at the very least, be markers for other high-risk behaviors and contemplate expanding our criteria for who we deem to be high-risk for HCV infection. Among our population, almost 10% of patients tested at health department STD clinics were HCV antibody positive. These clinics may be a safety net for vulnerable populations. And lastly, over 4% of the females of reproductive age tested were HCV antibody positive, including 5 who were pregnant. ACOG recommends CDC's risk-based HCV screening guidelines. However, a substantial proportion of HCV-infected pregnant women are undiagnosed, and vertical transmission occurs in approximately 5% of births. While national prenatal HCV screening is not appropriate, expansion of prenatal testing beyond CDC guidelines should be considered.